Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Keenan rolling that way. Flipping an end zone. There's McKinnon in front of his hometown fans.
And the Vikings win. Mike Max, how about that victory over Atlanta? That was a big one yesterday.
That was clinical. I mean, again, I said it before, but Mike Zimmer's game plans and working with he's got the perfect symphony right now with that defense. He understands them. They understand him. And they haven't had any injuries. They've been healthy on that side of the ball for the most part this year. They just missed a couple of games, Robinson and Griffin. And so that thing is just in harmony, and it is humming right now. You look at how difficult it was. And Atlanta's supposed to be the king of the third down conversion and extend drives and all that. He had everything mapped out, and they had everything mapped out, and everything for Atlanta was difficult yesterday. I'd hate to be a quarterback and have to play against the Vikings or an offensive coordinator right now. They're just that good, you know, to go 10-2, and I watched Seattle turned up the heat on Philadelphia last night. That was an interesting game, and I thought, you know, they're able to rattle this high-power Philadelphia offense, and their defense, Seattle's, is not as good as Minnesota's. That gives you an idea where they stack up.
Yeah, that was just really fun to watch, and the improvement in that offensive line. But even on that one run, the touchdown run, not touchdown, but the long run by Murray, guys like Adam Thielen just laying people out.
Yeah, they got a lot of guys that block downfield. That's always been important to them in terms of that wide receiver position, that you never give up on a play. And then you mentioned Murray. He is he's almost been like a new acquisition. I talked to him for a while about this the other day. He got healthier as the season went on. They knew he was injured and damaged when they signed him in the offseason, and it was hard to get excited about him. He didn't play in the preseason. Early in the year, he was just okay. And whatever it was, and yeah, I hope it was just the healing process, he got to another gear by the middle of the season. It's almost like they've been able to trade for a running back after they lost Dalvin Cook. He just got better. And he's just formidable. Now you see why he put up the numbers that he did in Oakland. He's a really good running back.
I heard one of the coaches in the NFL at some of the press conferences, I can't remember who it was, talking about, well, we're down to our third and fourth quarterback. And I started thinking, so are the Vikings.
Yeah, welcome to the world, right?
And then the running backs. Yeah, it's been phenomenal. Yeah. Let me ask you as well about the Wolves, because they got a win over Clippers last night, 112-106. And they'll play tonight here on CCO, too.
Yeah, they did, and Jimmy Butler was outstanding in the fourth quarter, and exactly what you want from them. They're coming off a bad performance to Oklahoma City. They're playing a team that should beat the Clippers, but they're struggling a little. Austin Rivers is chewing them up. He's playing really well last night, and Butler takes over in the fourth quarter, and as you watch that, you go, okay, that's exactly why they went out and got Jimmy Butler, because on a night when some of his teammates are a little lethargic and not sure where to go to, he took over that game and made sure that they won it, because that's kind of a must-win deal. When you get a team like the Clippers that are struggling in your building, you got to put them away. And he stepped up and found a way. And that was a good sign for them coming off a bad loss.
Good win for the Gophers over Rutgers.
Yeah, they took care of business. Rutgers played with a lot of energy and everything they got. And it was just interesting because as you watch that game, you go, Rutgers has thrown every punch they got, and they're still behind by 6 or 8 points midway through the first half. Minnesota is just going to wear them out, and they did in the second half. They're just too many weapons, too many different ways to beat a team like that. And they're at a different level than the Rutgers of the world right now. They're a different. I think Michigan State, Minnesota, and Purdue are almost all alone right now in the Big Ten in terms of their talent.
Are the Gopher women going to be better? They got a big one over Eastern Michigan.
Yeah, they are going to be better. I don't know how much better because they've only played a few good teams so far because they've been in the non-conference schedule. So time will tell on that, but they've played well so far. Carter Wagner's played well. Obviously, Kenesha Bell's been outstanding. So they've had some good performances. But it's hard to tell with them until they get to the Big Ten because that's where they've really been their Achilles the last few years.
Hugh McCutchen will take his team down to Florida to take on Southern Cal on Friday.
Yeah, they kind of got, I mean, it was almost, I don't want to say a break in the schedule, but they did the NCAA tournament and they played North Dakota and Northern Iowa after playing that that Big Ten, which is just, you know, war for all those weeks. And so Northern Iowa got them once and that was it. But they're in good shape going down to Florida. They played really well over the weekend again. They're not afraid of competition. They're not afraid of, you know, they've played the best in the country in Penn State and held their own. So it becomes a coin toss here pretty quick with them, because they're probably in that same group as about 10 teams in the country, but they're as good as any of them.
And before you go, the Japanese phenom baseball player did not choose Minnesota as one of his finalists.
Yeah, a little. I mean, the word all along was that he was interested in Minnesota, that he kind of liked a smaller mid market. And but when you look at his list, it looks like he's got that West Coast bias, and San Francisco, the Dodgers, the Angels, Seattle, those kinds of teams. So it looks like he's kind of been focused in on that. Maybe for whatever reason, maybe he's got a connection there or something like that. But they're hoping to get him and Yu Darvish to go together. And I don't know if that puts Darvish out of play or not. But Thad Levine had him, of course, when he was in Texas. So he knows his price tag.
Well, I say get him anyway. That would be a good
pick.
Yeah,
I would too. Yeah.
Hey, Max, are you going to come in at 9?
You got it.
Okay, I'll look forward to seeing you.
We'll throw it around. Thanks, bud.
Mike Max here at 9 to noon today. WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.